Okay, good morning, everybody. Good Monday morning on this snowy Monday morning. And hope it was a wonderful weekend and should be a good and healthy and safe week ahead. So we're up to Tehillim Mizmor Lamed Vav. And David HaMelech begins the Mizmor with a self-description as an Eved Hashem. Lam Natzeach Eved Hashem LeDavid. Eved Hashem is the greatest title a person can have in this world. Vayamusha Moshe Eved Hashem. Beretz Moav al pi Hashem. It's a rarefied title. Very few personages in Tanakh merited and were affiliated with such a title. And then David HaMelech goes on to describe how there is a great battle in this world, that there are Rishayim who have no sense of pacha. The next pasuk, Num Pasha la Rasha bekerev libi in pachad Elohim leneged einav. They know no inhibitions and they know no boundaries. They're self-serving. Lying, deceiving others is absolutely nothing to them. It's even to the point where, they'll, premeditate all of their crimes. It's hard to imagine people live this way, but they do. So, in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Al mishkavi balelos bikashti shava nafshi bikashtiv velo mitzasiv." Right, that's a metaphor for the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. That's al mishkavi balelos. A Jew yearns for Hashem. Biad chav ki ruchi padisos Hashem kelemes. The Gemara Bracha says that's a pasuk that even the Talmud Chacham should say before they go to sleep. Right, sort of entrusting our souls to God. But in the opposite end of the moral spectrum of the universe, aven yachashov al mishkavo. Right, that they're contemplating all of their wicked machinations for the next day. Of course, in Eved Hashem, as David self describes in this Mizmor, strives as much as is possible to by day and by night, and do as much as is possible in terms of Avodas Hashem. So, just skipping ahead a little bit in the Mizmor, David HaMelech says the following, starting with Pasuk Ches. Mayakar chazdecha lukim b'vnei adam b'tzel knafecha yechasayun. Those people who are trying to seek closeness with you, in the shadow, in the shade of your wings, they shall place themselves. Yirviyun midashen beisacha. They will be sustained by you. V'nachal adanecha sashkeim. Metaphorically, they will drink from your nachal, from your overflowing water. Ki imcha mikar chayim be'orcha nir e'or, because with you is the source of all life, and in your light we shall see light. So again, most of the Mefarshim, admittedly, the Ibn Ezra and the Mitzvot David and the Radak, all understand that this is a reference to Olam Haba. I'll just read one representative sample from the Radak. The Radak says, Kamo mea mikar shel yifseku kein chayu Olam Haba below hefsek. So all the good things that we're doing in this world, we should merit Olam Haba. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan, which of course is the paradigmatic Sefer Halacha, quotes in this at the very, very beginning of his presentation, when he talks about the duality of human existence, the fact that we have a corporeal existence, a body that needs to be sustained, and then we have an eternal existence through our soul. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows, citing this pasuk, Ki imcha mekar chayim be'orcha nira or. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. He says, of course, a human being has a neshama, nira Hashem nishmas adam, v'yatzar so beguf shu chomer av ki behema, lecholishtos v'lishan, v'zay yisor milchamos gedolos v'adam kol yimei chayav. And this dualism causes tension, and he's using here the metaphor of a battle, of a war. Right, the animalistic primal soul points us in direction of carnal pleasure. And the neshama is arguing, and the neshama is saying, "No, we're here for higher purposes." The Rambam basically says exactly the same thing in Hilchos Deos and Perek Gimel. So the point of the neshama is that you are the goof, you're essential, for me to perform Torah and mitzvahs in this world, but don't think that you're the ikar and I'm the tafel. We're forced to sign on at the bottom of our ledger of all our actions. No chal gan eden shutanik bilti gvul. Uvilti hamshech zman, right? There's no limits, there are no boundaries, it goes on forever. Veleim nemar, that's what's being referenced in our mizmor. Yirviyun midashim beisachom nalichal adenachadashgem kimcha mekarchayim beorcha near or yivchas v'shal nehefach yorish gehenem shekol yisrael mazek ayin egdo. Veleim nemar, the last pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'yatzu v'yatzu v'ra'u v'figri anashim aposhim bi ki tolatam lo samus v'sham lo tikaveh v'hayude ra'on l'chol basar. Okay, so the point is that we have a battle to fight, and that's the classical interpretation that this pasuk of ki'imcham v'karchayim v'orcha nira or is all a reference to the or ha'gonos, the hidden light, as it's referred to in the esoteric works, in the works of Chasidus and Kabbalah. And, you know, that's what's being alluded to here. Ki'imcha makar chayim be'orcha nira or lasid lavo, will appreciate that divine light. But the Malbim has a comment, which was already in the direction of, you know, appreciating how we might take this not to be a reference to Olam Haba, but it could even be true in Olam Hazeh as well. So the Malbim writes the following. And it's a beautiful mashal in terms of, you know, how, you know, we should think about mitzvos in this world. So the Rambam says, Atem advekim Hashem lokechem chayim kocham ayom, shachayim amitim heim advekos b'Hashem. True life is to cleave to Hashem. Ve'or hamiti hi or Hashem v'hodrao. And the true light is not the physical light, but is the sublime light of God. Again, not only reserved for the next world. Ve'achar shem mitzvos heim sulamos. Each and every mitzvah is like a rung in a ladder. Shlivo shebam yedala ha'adam mimkar ha'chayim v'yira lachazos ba'ar Hashem. Right? It enables us to draw from that eternal light. V'averos him ha'mavis v'achoshach ha'miti. Hinei kvar timtza manel nu'um pesha limtza avono lisno. So the point is that in this world we can merit, right, through our actions, or unfortunately, you know, not merit through ignominious action, divine light. Ki imcha mekar chayim be'orcha nira or, doesn't need to wait for the next world. But a person who lives in accordance with the divine values merits, not in the physical sense, but in the metaphorical sense, light. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. In that sense, a mitzvah is its own reward, to live a life of moral and spiritual illumination. We're reading this week Parshas Mishpatim. And we know that the reward for mishpatim is not just in the next world, but in this world. If you have a society that doesn't have din, that doesn't have emes, that doesn't have shalom, the society can't stand. It's ish esreyu chayim below. So that's just one example, but it's true across the board. A person ki imcham bekar chayim be'orcha nira or, a person who looks to Hashem for guidance in terms of values, how we should behave. Mahu rachum afata rachum, mahu chanun afata chanum, mahu mevakir chalum afata, mahu you know, menachem avelim afata, mahu mekaver mesim afata. Right, so that all of these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they are our guiding light, ki imcha mekar chayim beorcha nira or, if we look to Hashem for how to structure our moral lives, right, so then we'll merit great illumination. Yes, be'olam haba, as the Radak and others point out, but very much be'olam hazeh as well. We believe that this great quality of life that is to be achieved through imitating Hashem's values, and again, climbing that ladder, to use the Malbim's metaphor, that ladder of mitzvos, and the higher we get in the ladder, the more that we can appreciate all of the beautiful divine illumination that can really serve as a catalyst for us to refine our moral universe. And again, this is one of the motifs of Sefer Tehillim so many times over, that through adherence to mishpatim, to the laws themselves, but also to the broader values which those laws reflect, we can dramatically enhance the quality of our religious experience here in this world. We can climb higher and higher upon the ladder, and gain as much of a glimpse as possible, albeit kilo yirani adam v'chai, but as much of a glimpse as possible of the tmim deos, of he whose work is utter perfection, he whose comprehension is total, ki imcha mekar chayim beorcha nir e'or, yes, be'olam haba, but ve'atem advekim Hashem elokechem chayim kolchem ayom, very much be'olam hazeh as well.